everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Design Review. My name is Chris, and with me is Jonathan.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back. And just a heads up, we have an RSS feed. So if you've been wanting to follow along on your favorite RSS feed reader, you can get that on our website. So just go check it out and find the RSS feed there. So speaking of that, we also have the episodes on the website, designreviewpodcast.com.
Yep. And so for today's show, we're looking at a new app called Acorns. And we have a cool special guest today. With us is David Keegan. He is the Director of Design at Acorns. David, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
So I have kind of a mixed bag of background, always in technology and art. So I came to California about 10 years ago from Connecticut and worked on some animated feature films and TV shows. And then was at Blizzard for 5 years doing Python programming on their cinematics team. Hmm. And then the iPhone came out and I fell in love with Objective-C and these amazing mobile devices and decided to switch over to that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I always find it really interesting where people kind of come from before they get into design and like how that plays into like what kind of unique perspective that gives them in design. Mm-hmm. How would you say coming from, you know, games and animation has given you a unique angle or a unique leg up in your design career?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing is doing 3D animation. It's very technical. And so I actually learned how to program in a program called Maya, which is an awesome way to learn. They actually had their own programming language at the time called MEL, Maya Embedded Language, but then they switched to Python. So that was really cool to like build programs that kind of generated art, which was a really cool experience. So I've continued on with that. So I do now do iOS development and design. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and that's huge right now. I mean, I think, you know, animation's really big coming back right now and like, I mean, really getting a prominence. And then I think also 3D animation gives you a lot of unique, you know, opportunities to do stuff. Like if you've seen on Dribbble and stuff, they'll do kind of it looks like flat, you know, kind of, you know, polygonic type stuff, but they do like unique lighting and stuff. I think that's cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of my goals for 2015 is to get back into 3D artwork. I've kind of been focusing on design and programming, and so haven't really been keeping up with 3D. So I want to get back into that. You know, you could do iPhone 3D renders then, and you know, like you mentioned, the polygonal kind of artwork, and just you know, adds another tool in your toolbox. Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be some 3D modeling in Acorns. Is that what you're saying?
we've used it. We worked with Kyle Roderick, who does 3D also, and so he made a bunch of 3D renders for us that we used very extensively for a lot of marketing material and things like that. But that was with the iPhone 5, so we need to start. Updating those for the iPhone 6. And you know, there's a lot of great ones out there on Dribbble and that you can find and use that people make available, which is amazing to have that come out of the community. But it's also, you know, if you have a 3D model, then you can position it exactly how you want it. You're not limited to, you know, a fixed perspective. And you can also add animation and things like that, which I think will be really cool.
Yeah. So let's get into some of the other parts. So what, so you work for Acorns. What actually inspired the creation of the company?
So the creation of the company was started by a father and son founding teams, Walter and Jeff Cruttenden. And Walter has been in investment banking for his entire life and has a number of other successful companies that he's founded. And his son, Jeff, has always been really into investing and you know, is part of his investment club and tried to get his friends investing during college and stuff. And it's hard for a lot of people to kind of see the value in it and to get the money together to get started. And there's so many options. So, you know, Jeff really wanted to make it easy for people to get started and kind of trim away all of the fat to just, you know, a really kind of well-rounded, diversified portfolio for people to start. So Jeff and Walter actually started the company, I think, about 3 years ago now, and I've only been there a year. So it's been going on for quite a while before I joined, but it was in stealth mode at the time because they had to, you know, get approval from the SEC and FINRA actually be able to advise and recommend portfolios, and we are a self-clearing broker-dealer, which means we do all the accounting and sub-accounting and buy the securities. We don't go through a third party in any way. So it took a while to, you know, get all of that squared away and sorted out. So,
yeah, I think the good thing with when startups come against like really large obstacles like that, mm-hmm. Is the fact that, you know that any competitor that wants to just, you know, jump on the bandwagon is going to have to overcome that too. And it kind of gives you like a huge head start, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a huge asset for Acorns to have that. It's really awesome.
So why would you say people like need Acorns? Like what's the, what's the big reason why, my grandma or my friend, if I was telling them about Acorns, like what's the thing that would get them to use it? What's the need?
I think the first part is just savings. So a lot of people, myself included, struggle with saving enough money just because, it comes into your bank account and you say, okay, I'll set that aside or I'll save that or, move it to a savings account when I save up $1,000 or something and you just never get to it. There's, a host of psychological reasons why. A lot of people struggle with that. And so you just kind of end up spending it. And so I think the main thing with Acorns is we make it really easy to transfer small amounts of money. And so it's kind of transferred in almost like a painless way where we have a roundup feature that when you swipe your credit or debit card, rounds up to the next dollar and sets that change aside. And when that change adds up to $5, it gets moved over into your Acorns account from your checking account. And you can also set up a reoccurring investment as small as $5 as well. So with small increments, work towards your savings. And then on top of that, it's not just, a savings account. It is an investment account. So we do put you into a diversified portfolio of index funds, and so you your money can grow with market returns, and so starting early is one of the most recommended ways for people to see the most from their compounding growth, and so we think that Acorns, by making it really easy for people to get started and invest small amounts of money, they're more likely to get started earlier and really see that compounding growth turn into a pretty, pretty good retirement or savings. So,
nice. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, even $5 a day or $5 a week or something. Mm-hmm. That could even put you ahead, like way ahead of a lot of people who are,
yes,
as you said, are just not saving anything, right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know the statistics off the top of my head, but some ridiculous percentage of Americans who, say that they would struggle even to put together like $2,000 or, if they needed it in a pinch. So savings is definitely something that seems to be an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think you guys have made it really, accessible, easy, and sort of a little bit more than just a savings account where it's sort of losing, interest over, from the dollar, losing value and stuff like that. You guys actually kind of put it into a more serious portfolio, which I think if I was pitching it to my friends or family, I would say, this is a really easy, fun way to save and save smart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. So what would you say, the design of the app is definitely really stellar and very like up to date, but what would you say is the most Which part of the design are you most proud of? From a design standpoint.
Yeah, I think the portfolio screen, where you actually get to see the different portfolio options. So we provide 5 different portfolios to choose from, and we recommend one of those portfolios based on the questions you answer in registration. And we spent a really long time on that screen trying to make it kind of as informative as possible, showing the projected growth of the different portfolios, and you can play around with it, changing like your monthly contribution, so you can see how much money would I have in 10 years if I put in $100 a month or $1,000 a month, and you can really kind of dial that in and slide across and see how much money you're projected to have at, you know, different ages and things like that. So that screen was really fun to work on, and I think it's one of the more beautiful screens in the app. And another kind of fun thing we did is, as you have changed from conservative to aggressive, we animate a gradient throughout the background, so it kind of goes from like a cooling green to like a blue when you get to the moderate portfolio, to a more kind of like pinkish red when you're in the aggressive portfolio. So it kind of like maps color to, I think, kind of the emotional the emotions of, you know, those portfolios. So I thought that was I don't know, I really enjoyed that touch.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. You know, we always talk about how animation can convey information, but I think also you're right. Like, color can really convey a lot of information without needing to say anything.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, there's one thing that we thought a lot about. I think it kind of stemmed from that screen, which was one of the first screens I designed when I started. And we tried to use color throughout the app to kind of convey where you are. So those... Yeah, you know, that screen has a lot of colors. It's the portfolio, and you know, you pick the portfolio, and then we tied a lot of like green is our branding color. We also tried to tie that to investments, so that's what the color you see on the home screen and for the roundups. And then we use a blue gradient in the background of everywhere that's you know, kind of like secure. So the whole registration process is all blue and your settings are blue. So kind of tried to use color to differentiate different parts of the app and also think about like the emotional kind of relevance of the color to the different parts of the app.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's really interesting how color shows information and conveys information. And I mean, psychologically, it's been proven that, you know, people kind of absorb that, you know, on the fringes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I don't think it's something anyone would ever really point out without it kind of having been pointed out to them. But I think it makes an impact.
And on the flip side of that, of the previous question, what would you say is, you know, something that you would have liked to have done better in the app, or maybe something that you guys are working on to make better right now?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we're constantly working on improvements. So we have a new... kind of a document that I'd kind of endlessly tinker on and talk with the team about, of, you know, how we can represent your account better, what information is really important to the customer. And a lot of that now is driven off of customer feedback. So we've only launched the app now since August. And so before that, we went through beta. But it was a lot of, just, you know, a lot of kind of assumptions of what kind of people would want to see and things like that. So now that we're getting, you know, customer feedback, we're able to tailor the app, I think, a lot more. And so I think one of the main things is probably adding like a longer kind of time range to the app. So as we're using it in beta, you know, a lot of these accounts are new, and so, you know, we're constantly kind of looking at it on day to day, but I think we could do a better job throughout the app. And we're working on this of kind of showing, you know, as our accounts grow in the length of time that you have them, you know, kind of updating the app to, you know, show your entire kind of account history and give you better insight into how your account is doing over time. So.
Yeah, actually, Chris, we were just actually talking about this the other day. Yep. Of, you know, you have the zero state of an app, you know, when someone first comes in, but you also have the really, really full state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially for this, where, you know, it's potentially something that they're going to have for hopefully maybe many, many years.
Yes.
Or you have to design the screens to accommodate, you know, maybe large digits, and the charts and everything have to accommodate lots of data, all that kind of stuff.
It's really a unique problem, because, I mean, a lot of the apps that we design now are kind of selling instant gratification, and you guys are trying to sell very, very, very delayed gratification.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you guys are doing a good job on that front.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
So what about process? You're the director of design. Have you had to do much in terms of, like, evangelizing design processes and, like, pushing for more stuff within Acorns?
It's been really great. Both Walter and Jeff are huge advocates of design. So when I joined, they had an existing iOS app that was in kind of just internal testing at the time. And Jeff was really fantastic about, like, wanting to see my designs and kind of see, like, what vision I had for the design of the app. So I actually got to redesign the entire app. And we kept a lot of the, you know, core functionality that was there. And so some of it was just kind of reskinning. Other screens, like the deposit withdraw, we rethought completely and made it more gestural based. And we have an amazing development team. Our iOS, lead iOS engineer, who's now our VP of engineering, you know, took the design and he's just like a savage for like programming. So, like, he's our VP of engineering because he was, you know, doing iOS, and now he's like writing database queries and all sorts of stuff. Like, he's an extreme programmer. So he you know, took those designs and, like, we got them all in before beta. So he updated the entire iOS app, and I was able to help, you know, update the screens as well, my iOS experience. So that was really great. And then our Android developer, we launched Android, I think, a month after iOS, at least went into beta. And he's amazing as well. He was just trending on, like, TechCrunch and Mashable by himself, because he was one of the first people in the world to solve a 17 by 17 by 17 Rubik's Cube. and he did the entire Android app, and so it's just phenomenal, you know, to work with both of them, because they can just turn out high quality code and so quickly, and, you know, really iterate on the UI. So I mean, that's kind of the design to development process. And then just in the design department, we do everything in Sketch, which I find to be just much, much quicker than Photoshop for kind of navigating around, and which is good.
That's really interesting. We actually reviewed Sketch just a few episodes ago. And, I'm curious for your opinion. When you switched, were you in Photoshop before, or were you lucky enough to just skip that and go to Sketch?
No, I've been using Photoshop for a long time, and the whole redesign I did of the Acorns app, the initial version was in Photoshop, and I've since rebuilt the whole thing in Sketch for kind of this, like, version 2.0 roadmap that we've been putting together. So
yeah, I think a lot of our listeners would be really interested in hearing your opinion on what that experience was like switching and having to rebuild stuff in a work environment. A lot of people are sort of waiting for, you know, their nighttime gigs or their personal time to play with Sketch and learn it, and then bring it into the workplace and try and, you know, sell the company on you know, taking the time to switch to Sketch and things like that. So yeah, could you speak a little bit about, like, what that was like?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, I knew about Sketch for a while, and it was kind of like resistant to it, only because I thought, like, I don't know, how could anything, like, really be better than Photoshop? and you know, quickly, soon, you know, kind of realized the beauty and its simplicity was, I think, the main killer feature, that it's, like, purely about, like, design. There's nothing else kind of cluttering your work experience. And kind of the process from switching to Photoshop to Sketch was really new features. So I had kind of everything built in Photoshop. And so when it came time to design a new screen or design something for a web, I just did it in Sketch instead. And Before that, I took a weekend and designed like a whole app. It was a simple app, like a little photo sharing app or something. This idea I was kicking around that I'd never made. But I think I really just like picked a little project and kind of built it in a weekend in Sketch. And, you know, I think that was a weekend is definitely, I think, all you really need to learn all the features of Sketch because it's just so simplistic. Simplistically beautiful. And so from there, I just kind of, you know, piece by piece started rebuilding things in Sketch as they came along. So we updated some parts of like the registration flow. And so I took the opportunity to redo that little section of registration in Sketch and then, you know, redesigned another part of the app in Sketch. And so slowly, it kind of just all transitioned to Sketch at that. Yeah.
Was there any like weird, awkward parts? Because I know for me, like I've tried to do the same thing, and like there's stuff where like I can imagine in my head exactly how to do it in Photoshop, and like I struggle with like figuring out in like some of these other programs. So I don't know. Was there some sort of weird, awkward transition part there for you?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, there's still, like, I still use Photoshop and Illustrator probably not quite on a daily basis, but probably close because we do a lot of marketing and photo work as well. So, you know, for doing Facebook ads and Twitter ads and all sorts of stuff like that. So there is... And also, you know, doing the 3D renders and the smart objects and things like that. So there is, I'd say that's probably the most awkward part is work, you know, to doing stuff in Photoshop and then having to save that out as a PNG and then bring it into a Sketch to use it in a certain spot. But yeah, other than that, there's nothing I can really think of in Sketch that I like better. I don't know Illustrator that well and don't do too much with vector. Kind of like I don't get too crazy with vectors. But I definitely, there's been things I've come across, like making wiggly lines is a recent example that is not easy to do in Sketch, but photo or Illustrator has, you know, like a tool for that. Yeah. So I definitely, I don't think you can abandon Photoshop and Illustrator, but you know, again, it's, I think Sketch is definitely the fastest tool I found for like 90% of app design, it seems like. And then you know, Photoshop and Illustrator are still valuable tools in the toolbox as well.
So what you're saying is you probably still want both unless you want squiggly lines.
Yeah, I cannot... I love Sketch, but I cannot foresee a time... where I can cancel my Creative Cloud membership.
Ah,
say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should try Affinity Designer.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I've been meaning to check out some of the other ones. Yeah.
There's some parts of it that are similar to Sketch, like exporting and stuff, but the vector tools are a lot better, I think. Anyways.
So let's get into the app itself. For me, we usually first talk about onboarding. So both of us were completely new to the app. You know, we both had no idea what to expect and new to any kind of investment. I don't know, Chris, have you ever done anything like this before as far as, you know, investing?
I've done like a little bit of stuff, but I wouldn't call myself an expert at all.
Okay. Good. So you have two complete noobs, onboarding here. My personal reaction was that it seemed like a really cool idea. And I think the website did an excellent job of selling me on how cool it's going to be. You know, you guys have a nice video on there and I think just overall the aesthetics and the animations and everything just feels really tight and really polished. Cool. So I feel like it gave me, a certain amount of, trust to jump into the app. And then one thing that we kind of, I don't know, we both had talked about this beforehand, but then when it started asking me like a lot of the really heavy questions, like social security and things, that's where I got a little uneasy. Yeah. Chris, actually, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so just so that people listening understand, when you're signing up for Acorns, You go through a process where you start providing a lot of information about, you know, your accounts and stuff, and it's so that they can basically create an account for you, and start investing on your behalf. But it was one of those things, like, it totally caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting to have to, like, enter in all this information. And then on top of that, I sort of felt like I needed to see some kind of assurances or something in there about, like, we're not going to do anything bad with this information, or this is just here for, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would put in there.
Yeah, just giving the why.
But yeah, because I also looked at the website, but I didn't feel like I knew much about what the product really was, other than that it was going to help me invest my money, basically. And so yeah, it was like surprising to see how much stuff was in there about, like, what information I needed to provide.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. It's not a like a mobile, you know, not like a typical mobile app sign up where you could just use your Facebook Connect and you're
right.
In. It's, you know, it is a real full investment account that is regulated by the SEC and FINRA and has SIPA insurance and all that important stuff. And so we did try to, you know, add some explanations of, for like the social security number. You know, we need that for both identity verification to make sure it really is you, and also for filing taxes and, you know, everything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, that's definitely something that could be improved for sure, is, you know, figuring out more of what people want to see for those assurances and things like that. And
yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely,
and that's actually something, sorry, that's actually something, yeah, we've talked about quite a lot on the show in different apps, is especially on the sign up process itself, people need like a why and kind of just to really understand the need that it's going to meet for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then those assurances and stuff just, I think, smooth it out a little bit. But yeah, I think that'll get them really far. And you actually mentioned something really interesting, because, you know, all those certifications and insurances that you guys have, I think would be really nice to see up front. Because one of the concerns, yeah, I had signing up was, okay, is this like a cool experimental app that's a startup, will be, you know, here today, gone the next, you know, I'm going to be investing in this long term. You know, those are the kind of questions that were going through my mind. And I think seeing those badges and whatnot up front would have really helped on that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's something that we're continuing to think about and talk about. And I think you could definitely see those in some of the updated registration flows and things. And it is also, this is my first time working in like a regulated space. Mm-hmm. Investing and finances is very regulated, so it's really interesting of kind of what, you know, what you can put on there and say or not say, or you need to be, you know, disclaimers and everything. So yeah, it's been really interesting to, I've definitely learned a lot about investing and all of that. So it's an interesting design challenge to, you know, convey all of that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing you haven't had any background, because a lot of them are pretty terrible. So yeah. I think it's nice that you're bringing in like a fresh, fresh mindset around the whole and visual and you know, user experience around the whole the financial thing, because it does feel very different than mm-hmm. a lot of the other stuff in the past.
Yeah, definitely. That was a big thing that, you know, we were going for, and Jeff has even told me that was one of the reasons why they hired me, is because I didn't have, I'd done a little bit of like E-Trade investing before, but very small amounts. So I didn't have, you know, kind of any sort of existing stigmas or biases when it comes to this. So that was really, it's been really interesting, you know, learning all of that and kind of, yeah, bringing a new perspective. And also, you know, knowing that is kind of one of the goals of Acorns, is really to try to bring investing to a whole new generation of investors. And so, you know, bringing a lot of the, you know, mobile, slick mobile application paradigms to that world. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
One thought I had about it was maybe to try and break up the sign up process a little bit, so that basically you're getting some basic info about the user. you know, their name and some of their like goals for investing, and then try and get them into the product so that they can see what Acorns can actually do for them. And then once they're ready to commit, then they can commit all the rest of the information. I don't know if that's possible or not. But.
Yeah, I'm very glad to hear you say that, because so we are working on a web version of Acorns as well, and taking that opportunity to experiment with some different registration flows. And that's actually very similar to what we've been designing and discussing internally. So we haven't started user testing it yet, but it's great to hear you say that, because I think it seemed like a good direction to go in as well. So
yeah, well, because I had this weird experience where, like, once I got to the screen where it asked me for my social, I was kind of like, it took me out of like the mode of like, oh, I'm just checking this out for a podcast, and now it's like, okay, I'm creating an investment account for myself. Do I really want an investment account right now? Mm-hmm. And so that's when I was like, well, I'm not sure about this, because I don't even know that much about Acorns. And that's when it was like, oh, well, if there's a way for me to look at what it does so that I can understand more about it, like, I would have felt, you know, much better. And then seeing the benefits that it could offer, then I would be able to make a much better decision about, okay, yes, I want to do this now, and I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, I think I almost would have just like flipped it around if possible, like play with the the amount and being able to scroll that awesome portfolio chart that you guys have kind of in the beginning, and then see that like giant projected value, you know, which is, I think, the meat, you know, at the end of the hook, kind of pushing you through all the stuff. Is because if I see like, wow, yeah, I can do $500 a month, and whoa, you know, after 50 years, it's going to be this much. That's like a huge meat at the end of the stick to give you all my information and everything like that.
Wow. Very cool. I'm very happy to hear that.
All right, so let's move on a little bit. We're kind of nearing the end, but I really want to talk about the kind of the general core user experience of the app real quick, which is, I think, really well done. I think everything that I wanted to do, I knew how to get to. You know, for example, when I wanted to go stop the automatic payments on my bank account, like, that was super easy, and everything just sort of made sense. So I think you guys have architectured it very well, and also everything kind of has like the right affordance, I think, as well. Like, well, actually, one of the interesting things, this is kind of on the visual side, but on that sign up process, you guys have a form, and I really enjoyed the icons. Yeah, because like, I don't think I've ever seen an icon for first name, last name, but you guys had an icon for that. Yeah. You know, just, and it made sense. Like, there's a blank, and it's the first one, and with two blanks, and it's pointing to the first one. So I thought that was really cool. And the birthday one, of course, is just kind of, it's different, which I really liked.
A little candle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little candle. Yeah, Chris, what did you think?
Well, I didn't actually get into the product because I stopped after the social thing, and I was like, so sorry.
But yeah, I think it was really well done. Like, the everything really flowed. Like, it really, the UI really melted into the background, which is, you know, the goal you want as a user experience designer, is to kind of not really think about, your user not really think about how they have to do things, but just what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys achieved that in the app. So when I was kind of going around doing things, you know, there was maybe like a shuffle here and there, but like very quickly I knew exactly what I was doing. I was adding a bank account, I was removing a bank account, I was doing things left, right. I'd say the only thing on the negative side for me was just the overall visual style, I think, was really well done. It seems very hip, but there was also times where like I felt like it was hiding information from me, like that it was harder to tell the information because it's so it's kind of monochromatic a bit. And you know, I don't necessarily know what the solution is there, but I know as like a user, my need was to get at the information a little bit better. Like, for example, when I'm looking at the chart where you get to scroll up and down, I don't really get what the different shades are when they're, you know, there's sort of like the main line, the investment line. I think those sort of make sense, but then I don't understand what the gray areas are.
Yeah, that's something that we need to add either in the description or somewhere on that screen. It's like the standard deviations of of the simulation. So that is, it's a projection based on historical data. So actually runs like kind of millions of simulated outcomes for each month, and then kind of shows you. So the kind of tightest band is, I think, the 68th like percentile, and then it goes to the 90th and the 95th of those outcomes. So that definitely would be something to explain. That would be good.
And is it generally that smooth, or is it actually, are you guys kind of smoothing the line a bit?
No, it is. Yeah, it would be that smooth because, well, that is, you know, assuming a standard, like that same monthly contribution and also the average return of the portfolio. So it, you know, it's curved like that because of the compounding growth aspect of investing. So the fact that you're, you know, gaining market returns on top of both your principal, how much money you've put in, and also the market returns you've previously gained. So it's an exponential growth.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really cool. And I think it's not, for me, it's awesome, like, hearing you say those things. Is like, I'm not really aware, or like, I don't really understand those types of things. So it's kind of interesting that you guys are making an app for like a wider audience. And then that kind of also gives you a challenge to have to remember that not everybody knows those things and kind of like be able to teach those. So
yeah,
but that's also like huge added value for me as the user, is if this app is teaching me about investing, then it has added value above and beyond the return on my investment.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to find more opportunities to do that. So I think there's a couple things in the app right now that are trying to, you know, teach more about investing. Like whenever you get a dividend, there's an explanation of what a dividend is for people who may not know. And I think there's definitely more we could do in the app for educating you about investing and your account and everything, and also, you know, providing more educational information and potentially videos and things is something we're definitely looking into. So
come on, David. We all know, you know, dividends are for Monopoly. You get some money back.
Which one is the race car?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know what dividends were at all when I joined. Like, I learned about dividends because I got a dividend in my Acorns account when we were in beta. And I, like, was like, oh, what is this? And I'm like, oh, that's a return of, you know, the company's profits for that time period. I was like, what? That's crazy. I didn't know you got like market returns and dividends from owning, you know, these assets. That's crazy.
Do you guys, is that one of the perks you guys have at Acorn? Do they set up like an account for you that they contribute to?
We haven't finalized that yet, but that is definitely something we're working on. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. And another thing that I was thinking as a kind of a blind suggestion was, another place I kind of felt uneasy was, you know, entering bank information and things like that. And one thing that I've just read a lot in user research is showing a colored background. But for you, you kind of already have colored backgrounds. So another kind of solution to that is sort of the money type patterns. So like, or, you know, like these very geometric or very wavy type patterns to kind of show that this field is secure, you know, where you're entering your routing numbers and things like that. I think that's kind of a blind suggestion. I don't know if it's going to be the best case or perform the best, but I would kind of try something like that, where, you know, you highlight the field and kind of separate it from the gradient and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, that could be cool. Now that I know how to make wavy lines in Illustrator.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just talking about, see, it is a critical
all
part.
Comes, you know? Around. Yeah. Yeah, that could be really cool. I mean, I think those patterns look really, it's a really nice design element, and you're right, it does kind of have that intrinsic like security feeling to it, because you see it on checks and other, you know, security documents. So that's an interesting idea. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, and also, you know, the badges whenever you can, like if you're if your database or, you know, your that transaction's connection or something is secured in any way by a third party, I think throwing those in some way, shape, or form is always helpful too.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we can look at. I think, you know, the entire process is secured. So I think the question for us going through is like, well, all right, how many like security badges do we put on here when everything,
all of them,
everything you're putting in is, you know, 256-bit encryption. I think it might be good. Yeah. Just for the reassurance, just to make sure people, you know, really understand that. So.
All right, so that's Acorns, guys. It's an amazing app. Whether or not you want to invest or not, I think it's worth at least checking out. And you can actually take out your money at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to try it out for like a week, put $50 in, take $50 back out, it really won't affect it much. Maybe you'll get a couple cents if you're lucky within that 1 week. But I would definitely recommend going and trying it out. And it's got a lot of really interesting design. I think you guys have done an excellent job. There's a lot to learn. Yeah. I really enjoyed poking around in there, and also the website. I think you guys have done an excellent job. You know, there's just all these little details. It's very solid. It's very crisp and just executed really, really well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So huge thanks to David for coming on the show. Is there anything you want to kind of promo before we pick up here?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. This was a fun chat. Always good to get design feedback, so for promo, definitely Acorns. You can learn more at acorns.com or follow us on Twitter at Acorns. And you can follow me on Twitter as well. My username is IamKGN. That's IamKGN. I guess that's it.
Yep. Oh, you mentioned the web version. That's coming.
Yes.
When is that coming?
We don't have a release date yet. We're using it internally now, it'll be very soon. But it's looking awesome. So
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I have one last question for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Scrat from Ice Age one of your customers? I heard he really likes Acorns.
He'd be a good mascot for sure.
Cool.
Thanks again, right, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Thanks so much.
And thank you, everybody, for listening, for giving us your time. And catch us next week at the same time. And we'll catch you on the internets.
All right, guys. See you next week.